Let's head to the man who just got Mitch McGovern over to the Blues in Stephen Silvani. Sos, welcome again.
Thanks, Sam.
Did you pay overs for Mitch McGovern?
I don't know. What do you think?
Carlton fans want to hear from you, Stephen.
I don't know. I guess we'll see how he performs in the next 12, 24 months. That'll tell the story.
Did you always know, Sos, that you were going to have to give up the two picks in the 20s to get the deal across the line?
Yeah, look, we thought that those two picks were going to have to be part of the deal. So, yeah, that was always part of our planning.
You missed out on Dylan Seals, Sos. What's the next stage? What's the next one on the pecking order? Is there someone ready to go this year, or do you bank that money and get ready to launch again next year?
No, obviously, I think, you know, if we're going to go down that path, it was going to be our future first round. So we just got to make sure that when we go to the draft next year, we pick a better player than Dylan Shield.
Was number one never on the table?
It was highly unlikely. Obviously, we've had a few clubs, and you never say no. But look, we were sort of receptive in terms of what, you know, suggestions and all that. So it's not as if it's off the table, but it'd have to be a very good deal.
How do you get Will Setterfield to your club now?
Look, we're in discussions with the Giants, so we're working towards that.
Have you got any interest in Chad Wingard?
No. We've obviously gone down another path. So generally, a fair bit of homework's been done before this trade period, so we haven't put a lot of time in Chad.
Okay, so that's a no to Chad Wingard. We know that you're working on how to get the deal done with the Giants for Will Setterfield. Should Carlton fans be expecting anything late out of the woodwork, or is it going to be Setterfield and then go to the draft?
I wouldn't imagine. There's still sort of a week to go, so you just never know what may pop up. So, look, we've sort of set a plan out to get a couple of players through the door, and obviously one's been done now. So hopefully we can work in with the Giants. As you understand, Will's contracted, but we'll see how we go there. But generally we also want to get into this draft and get a couple of kids out of this draft as well.
So Kieran Byrne's gone back to Ireland for the holidays. Do you expect him to be coming back for the pre-season?
Look, probably at this stage we're... unknown. It's an unknown at the minute. He gets terribly homesick when he's not so much when he's here, but when he gets home, he finds it hard to come back. So look, it's looking a little bit grim at the minute, but we're still trying to get him back here if we can.
Well, that's not good news. Let's hope that Kieran Byrne can continue his AFL career. Sos, just one from left field. Do you need to look at your ruck stocks? I know you've got Phillips and Lobie in there, but Matty Cruiser coming to the age in his 30s and his body hasn't been able to hold up consistently, or are you happy going in with those three for next year?
Oh, look, we know that Levi can play in the ruck as well, and we've got a young sort of ruck forward in Tom DeConning. So, we think we're really well placed. And obviously Harry Mackay is 202 as well.
So you're expecting Levi Caswell to beat the club next year?
I would think so at the minute. Look, we haven't really had too many approaches from clubs, so at the minute looks more likely that he'll be here than playing at another club.
Alex Fasolo, a three-year deal at the club, is that right?
No, that's not quite right.
What is right then, Sos?
Tell us what the actual
correct
year number is.
Well, you might find out in the next 24, 28 hours.
We heard reports yesterday when Dylan Shield made his decision that he told the other three clubs prior to telling Essendon. Steve, did Dylan call you personally?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he rang. So, which was nice of him. So, look, we just wished him all the very best, and obviously we gave it our best shot, and he ended up choosing Essendon, which was obviously a good result for the Bombers, but we move on pretty quickly.
I know that when you joined us a few days ago, you said that you still had three or four in line for pick one. Surely you know who you're taking with pick one now, Sos.
No, I don't make that call. The recruiter does.
Oh,
Haven't thought that far forward.
No, so Sam Walsh make the call.
Sam Walsh isn't a guarantee.
Well, I think we've got three or four players there that we rate very highly, so we'll see what happens.
Steve,
I'll know when you know.
Yeah, no, you'll know a little bit earlier than us. Steve, we appreciate your time. We'll speak to you for the rest of the trade.
See you, guys.
Thanks, Big Saucer.